Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
7:03, good morning. It is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Garrett is hanging out behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. Georgia had a day at the Benz, beat Alabama 28-7 in the SEC championship. Indiana beat Ohio State 13-10 in the Big Ten championship. Yesterday, the college football playoff rankings were set. Alabama remained at number 9, Georgia at 3. Indiana is in first place, pushing Ohio State to second. The Hawks split back-to-back games, lost to the Nuggets 134-133, beat the Wizards 131-116. They'll play the Pistons this Friday. And Georgia Tech will be going to the Pop-Tarts Bowl against BYU. And of course, unfortunately, Falcons lost to the Seahawks yesterday, 37-9. They were tied at half. It was 6-6, but things went south after halftime. Here is Kirk Cousins after the game.
You know, I think you're always reminded of just how it's a four-quarter game and you have to keep playing and you never know which play is going to be the play that can make the difference. And so you just, you know, have to play with that sense of urgency at all times. And today it got away from us.
Yeah, it definitely did. You know, I witnessed in Mercedes-Benz on Saturday my team lose by, 21? And I was like, oh, man, this has been brutal. I think it gets any worse than this. To watch the product the Falcons put on the field yesterday against the Seahawks and everything they were unable to do, that was even worse. Yeah. And so to see it go down the way it did over the weekend, to hear Kirk Cousins and the – I don't know, but and we talked about Raheem earlier. To hear Kirk and Raheem, it was such a solemn, like, I don't know where to go from here.
Right.
And I think that that's even more scary for Falcons fans than the actual result of the game. I think Kirk is spot on. And I actually, talking to Grant about it in postgame, I was like, it felt like there was like a python feel, like where they sink their teeth into you with the return, and then they just squeeze the life out of you in the second half because all of a sudden they were playing from an advantageous standpoint. It was like, hey, we can tee off on the quarterback. We can jump routes. We can do a bunch of different things now that we have actually taken the lead in this game. They did a great job in the second half, not making adjustments, but playing up to the standard that I feel like they've built for themselves.
And outside of Bijan Robinson, the lack of a playmaker on offense was just in your face yesterday. You had nobody that could step up and make a play. Kyle made a big catch, great catch, actually. But that was it, really. I mean, I know he had 6 catches for 90 yards. That was a big one, but he had 2 big catches, really. But the consistency is not there. You know, the first drive, he had a jump ball. I think it was the first drive of the game. There's a jump ball, and it's like, go get it. go make the catch, and he didn't, which is a theme that is often with him. But there's no playmaker on offense when Drake London's not on the field. I mean, John Robinson is a playmaker, but I mean, I'll go and look right now. But I mean, I don't know how many he touched the ball 22 times yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you think he should have touched it 25 times. If we're arguing three touches, I think you're missing the point. But he ran the ball 20 times, and he had a turnover. But outside of Bijan Robinson, who is the I'm talking about the team they fielded yesterday. Who's the playmaker on offense?
We don't have one.
And that is a problem because when you need a play, there's no – and I'm not trying to absolve coaching or anything like that. That's not the point. But the point of it is when I looked at that yesterday, there were times where guys needed to squeeze the football and they didn't. Darnell Mooney at times.
That fourth down.
David Sills at
times. That's absolutely brutal. That fourth down throw, and I know it's low, but you got to catch it if you're Darnell Mooney. I mean, that's just absolutely brutal. There's no two ways about it. That's an NFL wide receiver catches that 10 out of 10 times.
He
gets
four
both
targets.
Of his hands on. It's not deflected. It's just hard. And I think that there's a lot to kind of go into, but there's just so many pieces about this offense, so many things about this offense that don't fit. We don't have a tight end, guys. We just don't. I know that people think I'm crazy every time I say this. We don't have a tight end. We started the game yesterday in 12 personnel. That's supposed to be one running back and two tight ends. Guess what? Charlie Warner plays H-back. He plays fullback. We attached him to the line of scrimmage a number of times yesterday. I don't think he's great in that role. I don't think that's what he's best suited for. I don't think that's why they signed him here. Kyle Pitts, it says tight end next to his name. He plays wide receiver, man. He really does. Now, are you using him in tight end roles sometimes? Sure. Are you attaching him to the line of scrimmage? Are you putting him off the hip of the tackle and asking him to lead up the... Sure, you're asking him to do that. Is he doing it at a high level? Absolutely not. So... we had two tight ends on the field at times yesterday that neither one of them really played tight end. We need a tight end that can attach to the line of scrimmage, you know, the Kittles of the world, and actually do some things. We don't have that guy. So you're asking Kyle Pitts now to play wide receiver because Drake London's not in. That makes him a slow wide receiver.
Yeah, and he was running a lot of routes that Drake normally gets.
Yes, he's a slow wide receiver that is supposed to be really good on jump balls like Drake London, and he's not. Now, that I'm not trying to take away from Kyle Pitts. It's not bash Kyle Pitts time. He's been the only threat we've had in the passing game.
He's played good the last two games for the most part. And the receiving
part of that, yes, for sure. But don't look at me and look at Kyle Pitts as the leading receiver. You know who was the number two guy in terms of yardage yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Algier! What are we doing? It's just, I don't even have any words for it anymore. It's so disjointed, and I've been screaming it from the hilltop since week one. None of it makes sense. There's no game plan. And even when you do develop a game plan, the personnel you have at your availability doesn't fit what we're doing. It's I'm just tired of watching it, to be real. I'm tired of seeing it every single week. It doesn't make sense. And I don't blame the defense for the second half going, dude, we ain't scoring. Mm-hmm. Why am I out here throwing my body around? Right. Special teams is an absolute disaster. So I don't know. I can go off on about four more tangents about that as well, but I'll find a stopping point right now.
Well, we do have a tweet thread going right now, taking your reactions to yesterday's game at 929 Morning Shift. And, you know, we've seen so many comments and a lot of noise around Raheem Morris. I thought this one was interesting. Michael Groover tweeted that the team quit on
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/Listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Raheem yesterday.
Sure.
Yeah?
I don't think it's on Raheem. Okay, I think they quit on each other. If we're going to go that route with it, I think that putting on Raheem, and I think you know the buck is always going to stop with the head coach in these situations. That's why he's the head coach. That's why he makes good money. But I thought that they just quit on each other. I really do feel like the defense in the second half were looking at the offense and the special teams, going, "Yeah, dude, we're not winning this game." Like once they got up by a touchdown, once they returned the kick, it's like, "Yeah, well, I don't know where else to go from here."
I think it was. Yeah, I think once we fumbled in the red area, that completely, which was the, you know, you allow the kickoff return, the offense goes all the way down, gets in the red zone, and then the fumble happens, and it just felt like it was a bubble popping. It was kind of, it was it. It really puts you in this place that, boom, everything is out. So, I don't know. I don't know where you go from that. I mean, it's just. What do you do?
I want to bring up this point. Somebody asked me why they can't fix special teams, and I have no good reason to understand why they can't fix the coverage units. But here's what I'm going to say. If you were just a person who's going to work today and you're listening along the way, I want you to put yourself into their shoes right now. And again, it's their fault. They're the boss. They're the GM of the special teams. But you go in, and the reason you can't fix it midseason is this. Imagine there's 20 people in your office, because I think that's probably about the amount of bodies at your disposal if you're Marquise Williams and you're putting together a coverage team. All right, now imagine you go in and you go, man, I got to put my best 11 together at the start of the year. This is the group I want to roll with. Now, if you're just on your way to work right now, I want you to picture your office. I want you to picture Bob from accounting. I want you to picture Jim from sales. I want you to go around and think of how many people you actually count on a daily basis. It's probably not 20. It's probably not even 11. There's probably 5, right? Mm-hmm. There's probably a very close group of people you'd look at and go, yeah, I'd trust that guy. All right, now you fill the back end of that 11, and that back end of that 11 doesn't work. All right, that was your top 11 picks to go out there on coverage unit. Like that was, you were like, I got to have a good unit. You picked your top 11. Now all of a sudden, Cheryl from accounting, she gets sick. Right, so she's not showing up for work, and you have to fill the back end of this now and make the changes at the back end of that 11 with people you didn't want to be there from the get go.
How good
people
was Cheryl?
Who weren't part of the selection process of the top 11 from the get go. Now all of a sudden you've gotten down to roster spots 19, 20, and possibly 21 who you brought in off the street, and now you're trying to fill the back end in week 15 or whatever it is of the season. This is Raheem's fault and Marquise Williams' fault. And Terry's fault. But the reason you can't get it fixed midseason is because there's no way to fix it at this point. They're not even practicing in pads anymore, guys. Think about that. Trying to fix special teams, coverage units, go down and hit somebody. They're not even practicing in pads.
And that's not on them. That's the NFL.
No, that's an NFL rule. You can't go practicing pads. So, hey, why can't we get the special teams fixed? It's not fixable at this point. It's about asking guys to go out there and do their freaking job. And again, that is on Marquise Williams, because he's the one that is supposed to pick the people, and Raheem are supposed to pick the people that can do those jobs in the first place. So now we've gotten down to the end of that of the options on this, and there's really nowhere else to turn.
And this the special teams thing has changed so much over the last 3 years. And I'm not absolving anybody. It just has. And some guys have figured it out, and we haven't.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
And it is essentially where it's kind of like, tell me if you what you think about this, but it's kind of like playing zero coverage. It's like a fourth and short, right? And if you break the line of scrimmage untouched, because there's nobody back there. The way the everybody's up, everybody's right up on the line. Everybody's lined up within 5 yards. So if you don't fight through blocks and you're not good enough to beat a block, if you get to the second level, you're gone. The returner gets to the second level, it's housed. Because then you just gotta beat a kicker.
Yeah, I mean there's always been safeties on kickoff cover. There's always been two guys who pull off the line, and then the safety in the middle is supposed to be the kicker. So you're supposed to have, you know, somebody between the hash and the numbers on both sides that kind of plays back off of it. I think that guy has been DeMarco Helms a lot this year.
He hasn't done very well. He wasn't there yesterday.
He's injured, right. He's injured now. It hasn't been going that well from that spot. He is a safety, and he's not exactly the fastest guy. That was one of the knocks coming through the draft coverage. But it's just they have that now. It's just a lot different. It's just a lot different. The roles have changed.
Oh, man. You know, you could have lost 1,000 different ways yesterday, but the one way I didn't need to see you lose was a kickoff return, be the turning point in the game.
And a blocked field goal.
And yesterday, when you started, you had the turnover in Bijan, then you had the other turnover, it seemed like we were literally playing the game with the exact same team in the exact same building last year. Because that's why you lost Seattle last year, remember? The three turnovers in the third quarter killed you.
Yeah.
Well, we got to turn this around fast because Thursday we got the Bucks. So we'll talk to Dave Archer, 820, to give us some more insight on yesterday. And this Saturday, noon to 2, you can join me, Allie Mack, at Ed Boyle's Kia in Marietta. Someone's going to win the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV, Yeti cooler, and someone else will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. That is Saturday, noon to 2, at Ed Boyle's Kia in Marietta. Coming up, Aaron Rodgers basically told the media to be quiet, but in a much more crass way. We'll play it for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.